You're on Radio 4 FM now. Last Word with Matthew Bannister.
On Last Word this week... John Lord, keyboard player with the loudest rock band in the world, Deep Purple. We hear from Richie Blackmore and Rick Wakeman. Well, now, John Lord was the keyboard player in one of the greatest rock bands of all time, Deep Purple. The band sold millions of albums, packed out stadiums, and were in the Guinness Book of Records as the loudest group in the world. But John Lord was a classically trained pianist, and he persuaded the other members of Deep Purple to record a concerto for group and orchestra at the Royal Albert Hall. In later life, he composed other classical pieces. John Lord was born in Leicester. He went to drama school in London, but made money through his piano and organ playing in the evenings. In the late 60s, he teamed up with the guitarist Richie Blackmore to form the band that became Deep Purple. Richie recalls those early days.
I'd never heard an organist play that way before. Yeah, he had a lot of flash to his playing, which I enjoyed. And, of course, he was such an amiable person, too. There was no ego there. So we got together and we went up to an old house in Hertfordshire, I think it was, called Deves Hall, and we started practicing. And John and I would stay up very late at night in this supposedly haunted house. We were both petrified to go to bed, and we would be making this music.
It was the mid-late 60s, and I went out and bought an album called Shades of Deep Purple, which was the original Deep Purple lineup.
The Yes keyboard player, Rick Wakeman.
And I became a genuine fan, and I just followed everything he did. He had a unique sound on the Hammond. If you listen to tracks like Speed King, the solo that he does on it, nobody else has a Hammond sound like it. It was one of the first questions I asked him. I said, how do you get that really ludicrous, fuzz, distorted organ sound when you're doing your solos? And he said, well, it's a series of boxes. It's a series of pedal boxes that guitarists usually use. He said, I got so fed up with Richie Blackmore bringing in all these toys all the time, I thought, I'll have a go at that. He said, so starting adapting everything, he said, and found a sort of a sound that I really, really liked, and it's stuck ever since.
Tonight's guests, Deep Purple.
John, his organ solo always went down better than anything else that was played during the evening of our concerts, which used to kind of bother me a little bit. I used to think, well, wait a minute, I can't seem to contend with that. Although my solos were just off-the-wall stuff, he would put together a solo that would last sometimes 15 minutes, and it would always go down a storm.
It's almost like John had a symbiotic relationship with this kind of battered piece of old wood, you know, that you would probably throw down a skip, you know, if you saw it in the street.
The editor-at-large of classic rock magazine, Jeff Barton, followed Deep Purple in their heyday.
But it was a kind of loving possession for him, and the grunts, the growls, the sheer animalistic sounds he got out of it was quite remarkable.
Is there a song that you think of when you think of John Lord? Is there a particular Deep Purple number that you think is him at his finest?
You know, I think Hush. His organ solo in that is just unbelievable. Just the way he builds and his execution of the notes. And I used to watch him playing, and he would play with his right hand as staccato-y notes, but hold his right hand wrist with his left hand to steady himself so that he could get the exact attack. And it was perfect.
What was his stage presence like?
John had a very studious stage presence. It's wrong to say he was aloof, but he had a certain professorial air, shall we say, that kind of set him apart from the pack.
But he had the hair and the beard and everything, didn't he?
He certainly did.
The costumes?
And he had a huge moustache as well. So he did look the part. It sounds incredibly lame to toss out this pun, but, you know, he was really rock royalty.
And what was he like on the road? Because there were some times when I'm sure you guys had parties and enjoyed yourselves a lot. Did he take part in that wholeheartedly?
He was an avid reader. He didn't party that much. He used to go to his room and read yet another novel. In fact, we had a standing joke in the band. We said, "Have you heard the latest? John's been pulled over for speed reading." He would read and read until he went to the minute he went on stage. He would be reading some novel, so he was absorbing all the time.
And he was a classically trained pianist, wasn't he? And the classical influences kept coming through.
He could write for the whole orchestra, which was unbelievable. So that situation came up with a concerto for the group and orchestra. And we did that, which was fantastic.
We had very similar upbringings with our classical training, our love of rock music, our love of all kinds of music. And John, of course, was incredibly unique, because I still think he's the only person I know who's topped the rock and popular music charts and also been top of the classical charts with his own work.
In an interview recorded just a week before he died, John Lord was asked how he'd like to be remembered.
I will, of course, always be known as the keyboard player of Deep Purple, and for that I'm inordinately proud. I'm also more than inordinately proud of the fact that I've grasped a difficult nettle with a relative amount of success and been now just gradually beginning to accepted as a composer who has a small but I think interesting body of work to his name, and intends to add to it, given the grace of God. So, in a way, if I could kind of hedge my bets and say that I'd like to be remembered as 50-50, then that would be cool by me.
Last Wednesday, John and I met down at the old folks' home, and we...
I believe that you were involved in his last ever performance on stage.
We wrote a piece of music, especially tonight, didn't we, mate?
We did indeed.
Yeah.
The whole idea was Rick and I...
So we rehearsed and wrote this piece of music. We found it so easy to write together. And we put this piece together with a band, and we played it at the Sunflower Jam, along with a bit of banter that went before it, which was great fun. And we sat in the dressing room at the Royal Albert Hall afterwards, and John said to me, "We've got to do an album." And I said, "I know." He said, "There's so much we can do together with blending of our styles, if you're up for it." I said, "Crikey, I'm well up for it." So it was looking really exciting. And for me, the album that I would have done with John could possibly be one of the most unique keyboard albums that was never made.
Rick Wakeman playing with John Lord, who's died aged 71.